upon waking up after a night of camping, you see that Jeff has packed up his camp, but left a note. While the mushroom trip was fun, I really need to find my sister. I'm catching a ship to Bromhelm to meet with my family, and I will catch up soon. So you two are sitting alone in the camp now, about a quarter's day's ride from Holvikstead.
I'm going to miss the Son of Ross.
Well, I'm up on my feet and I'm like pacing angrily. Like, I can't believe he would leave without us. Like, I can't believe he would leave without us, but...
Yeah, it is sort of in his character, in his nature.
I'm so upset. And now what do we do? What do we do? Where do we go? He kept telling us what to do, and so we did it.
I mean...
And now we're here.
I still believe that there's a destiny with us, and maybe we won't find his sister, but we'll find that goddamn dragon.
Yeah? Where?
That means we're going to Holvikstead.
Okay.
We don't need him. Sure, it was his vision, but it's an important place. We need to go see it.
All right, I agree.
So let's go see it.
Should we go now?
You progress through the woods down the path that you know leads to the gates of Holvikstead. As you arrive, the gates appear abandoned. Overgrown vines have begun to spread, and the bricks are now separated, and you can see like moss and things growing out of them. The wooden double doors to the town seem surprisingly sturdy and well polished despite this. So, what do you guys do?
Is it locked?
You haven't tried yet, so you're going to try to open the door?
Definitely. Okay.
It doesn't seem locked, but it's pretty heavy.
All right, I'm going to give it a little good little push. I'm going to push it open, or pull, or whatever.
Spits in both hands.
I'll just step back and watch the show.
And yeah, so you see this. So you push these doors open, and you guys walk into this town together. Magwin, you look around and are stunned by the beauty of this town beyond this almost abandoned looking wall. The town is almost perfect. Cobblestones are in every, you know, in perfect place. You see people walking around to and fro. The sun is shining, maybe even brighter than behind the gate. Like, it seems like the sun is even more vivid today. And then you see this white marble fountain cascading water down three tiers, and in front of it a portly man stands there.
Welcome to Holvikstead. I am the town greeter, Anton.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, Anton. My name is Magwin. And this is my traveling friend. Introduce yourself.
You look to your left. Wolfric is gone.
What do you mean? Where is Wolfric?
Oh, where's... He was just here.
Cut to Wolfric. Wolfric, you push that door open and walk through this door with Magwin. And on the other side, you see a ruined town, desolate. The thatched roofs have now rotted and fallen through, and the cobblestones are turned up with different plants growing out of them. The marble fountain you see in front of you has crumbled slightly, and you see what appears to be a skeleton hanging slightly over the edge of it.
Okay, there's no town greeter?
As far as you can see, there's no town greeter, and as you look around, you also notice that Magwin is gone.
Oh, shit.
You are alone. Back to you, Magwin. Anton looks at you curiously. Who am I supposed to talk to here? I'm confused. You seem to be alone.
I'm sorry. I've had a really long journey, and I need some rest.
Oh, you seem to be afflicted. Maybe you should go speak to our town wizard. He specializes in all kinds of magics.
I thank you kindly, but I think really all I need is a bed at an inn.
Feel free to go over to the inn here.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'll get to that.
He bows deeply. If you have any questions about the town, let me know. I shall show you around.
Is he sincere? Can I tell?
Roll insight check.
A 9.
He seems sincere. He seems very friendly.
All right. Then, do I still remember my friend at this point? Or am I just like...
Yeah, I mean, like, you haven't forgotten anything. You are confused, obviously. Yeah, a second ago, you were looking at Wolfric on the other side of that gate.
Okay.
You are headed towards the tavern, and you are greeted by warm smiles on all sides. You see a woman with her child carrying a basket of bread. You see another guy with a wheelbarrow and dirt in it, and he's kind of walking by, and they all seem to be very nice and greet you, knowing that you are a visitor.
I'm like, oh, I'm nodding to everyone.
Okay.
Just kind of not really liking the attention, still kind of finding that weird.
Right.
But trying to, like, move on.
But it's that definite, like, small town hospitality where they all know that you're from out of town and they're all being on their best behavior. So you walk into the tavern. The tavern keeper greets you at the counter from across the room, waves you down.
Hail! How can I help you today?
Hi, nice to meet you. I'd like to rent a room with one bed, please.
Oh, absolutely. It's only 2 copper.
Oh, of course.
All right, so you go ahead and pay him the 2 copper and drop it on the countertop.
Do you need anything else? Food? Drink?
I'd love some bread and some tea. If you have it.
Absolutely.
We will get that. Would you like that sent up to your room, or would you be eating here?
In the room, please.
Okay.
So as you are walking past one of the main tables, you see sitting at the table somebody that stands out to you. It's a magic user of some sort, human in appearance. His well-tailored robes are maintained, yet travel-ready, far from ornamental, with many runes and magical symbols on there for protection. But it definitely stands out to you as somebody that, like, knows magic or is a practitioner of something.
Maybe the wizard I was being told to visit before.
Possibly.
Okay. Noted.
So, do you say anything to him, or do you just walk by?
I want to try to casually eavesdrop first.
Okay, well, he's sitting there alone, looking at a book and drinking something out of a cup.
Okay, I go up to the barkeep, and I'm like, I've changed my mind. I'm going to stay down here, you know? It's such good hospitality. I was being silly. I hope you don't mind.
Not a problem. Go ahead and find a table, and I'll bring it out.
Of course, of course. So I go and I sit in front of this wizard man.
So, Anthony, what was your character's name? Did you figure one out?
Shandolf Boonjack.
Beautiful.
Make a note, better than Gandalf.
Twice better than Gandalf, at least. All right, so Shandolf, you've ordered your nightly drink at the pub. It's the one time a day that you get out. So you are sitting there reading your spell book and drinking this drink.
So I sit down at this table.
And you're looking across. at Shandolf, and he is enveloped in a book and drinking something. I'll let you decide what you drink.
Oh, I'm just drinking the... I didn't even ask what it was called. I said, give me the hardest stuff you got.
All right. So you've been drinking the same stuff every time you get in there, and it literally just, like, strips all the wind right out of your lungs, but you fucking love it. So you, for the first time in you don't know how long, have seen somebody new. Describe yourself, Magwin.
Okay. I'm a rather limmy, young adult, half-elf. I have dark hair that kind of tinges purple, and olive skin and pointed ears.
What are you wearing?
Oh yeah, that. What am I wearing?
Clothes, I assume.
I am, yes. I'm wearing a classic traveler's tunic with a cloak on top. It's hard for me to wear basic colors, even though like green or gray may be more suitable. It's more of like a navy blue.
So you see this traveler, and you, like I said, for as long as you can remember, you've lived in this town serving Holvik the Great and running his library. And you've never seen somebody that doesn't live in this town before today. So I'll let you guys kind of consider your next move really quick, and I'm going to jump back to Wolfric. Wolfric, you are looking at this town, and this town hasn't been inhabited in years, probably decades at this point.
I think Wolfric notices Magwin isn't there, and then notices that, like, the town is abandoned and, you know, has been on adventures before where there's been abandoned towns and it never means anything good. So that, coupled with the fact that his traveling companion is like gone, I would like to investigate.
There's a lot of buildings that aren't even standing anymore. Some of the smaller, you know, poorer people, their houses, like some of the more impoverished people, their homes are completely gone at this point. You see foundations, but there's not much left. Some of the ones that had more money, obviously, are still standing. So you see the tavern is still pretty well intact. You see what appears to be a temple of some sort that is crumbling, but still mostly stable. And then deep in the distance, you see rising above everything else this large wizard's tower. The closest, obviously, would be the tavern. So you head to the tavern, and similarly to what you see at the fountain, it's covered in death, mostly. You see people still sitting at tables.
I still see people sitting at tables. What do you mean?
Like dead, like skeletons. But they're still they're still sat in their seats. And you see a skeleton scattered across the floor at your feet, maybe trying to run away.
Can I tell what killed these people?
So roll probably a medicine check.
13.
Blunt force trauma, mostly. You see a lot of like broken bones and like collapsed skulls. So it looks like
someone just came in and started bashing heads.
Like, it looks like, yeah, for the most part, it looks like, you know, people came through here, someone or someone's, multiple people have come through here and yeah, mostly okay. Just like, you know, maybe clubs or something of that nature. You could do an investigation check at this point to maybe get a better idea of how it happened.
16.
So you kind of use your warrior's instinct to kind of traced the path of the battle. You've seen enough battles in your time to, you know, you stand at this front door and you are able to kind of walk the feet of the killer and see that, you know, based on what you've seen, it probably wasn't multiple people. It was probably one person, and they came through here and systematically killed everybody in this building.
Now, can I ask a question? Can I say this? Does it look like someone, like a normal trained soldier could do this, or like they had some magical help or something like that?
It looks like, for the most part, it was pure savagery. Like it was, you know, somebody that at some point some people had put up a resistance, but it obviously didn't stop them. And they were so swift that some people didn't even make it out of their seats. So it was quick, efficient, and brutal.
All right, well, now that I know that, if there's anything else in there, cool. If not, I'm going to go probably to the tower next.
Okay. Yeah, so you pick through some corpses, but you don't really see anything that stands out as, like, incredibly, like, interesting or something outside of like your investigation that you put in now. I would say, yeah, there was nothing else that you see.
Okay.
We'll jump back to Shandolph. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking remember. I don't know why
Shandolph
I couldn't remember
the
that.
Gray.
I don't know why I couldn't remember that, but Shandolph. Magwin and Shandolph, you both are sitting there quietly enjoying your respective refreshments and or meal.
You're the first person that I've ever seen. I'm sorry, I'm staring at you. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
Good first impression.
Yeah.
I am awkwardly staring at you. I have noticed. I just have never seen you before, nor have I seen anybody new for a very long time. Who are you?
I guess you guys really don't get visitors very much. My name is Magwin. It's nice to meet you. I think someone met me at the front, and he was talking about you. You wouldn't happen to be the village wizard, would you?
Yes, I am. I have many powers. Do you need my assistance with magic?
I mean, if I can trust you.
I am very trustworthy. Then. I have no need for malice.
All right, so I'm like furrowing my brow. I've like officially slid everything over, so I'm like sitting right in front of him instead of trying to like coyly like pretend I'm eating alone.
Okay, so at this point you've joined him at his table.
Mm-hmm. How do I know that? How can I trust you?
Well, you can't.
Oh.
If we became friends, over time, you could trust me.
Oh, friends.
I don't have any friends.
I lost my friend. That's the trouble, really. So, I guess I could use another one?
Are you looking for your friends?
I'm trying to be manipulative. Shh.
Jeez. Do you have the objective of saving your friends?
Yeah, I do. I traveled here with my friend. He's a very tall man. He's hard to lose. And I turned around and he was gone. And I haven't seen any sign of him. And no one else has mentioned him. And I'm not convinced this place is real. And I don't know what to do about it. And I kind of just want to go take a nap. But here I am, because someone said you might be able to help me, and here you are.
Hey, have I seen anybody come through here? She really is the first person, right? So I haven't seen. Okay.
You really, yeah. So, as far as you know, this is the first person that's visited this town in your entire life.
Yes. So, after you take a nap, where are you going? I will come with you.
Well, that's the trouble. I don't know.
So out of game, you do have, like, Holvik, the master wizard, that is back at the tower, but you haven't seen him in a while. He's been in his chambers, but he would be the only other person that might be able to answer questions that you don't have answers to.
Oh, so I know that guy. We can go talk to
him. I guess that tower looks...
Yeah, you... Because Holvik is the like, wizard that the town was named after, and he founded it, and like, people flocked to him.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's been at the tower. You haven't seen him in a long time because he does that sometimes. He disappears, and
we should go see Holvik. Holvik is even more powerful than me, and maybe he can help you. If anybody can around here, it's gonna be Holvik.
Okay. I see it's a let's go see the wizard kind of situation.
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to do that now?
Yes.
So you guys get it from the table and shuffle off to the tower. Seemingly every person that you see stops and waves.
Does does Shadwick know Shandoff wave back to everybody else?
Shandoff, do you at this point? Yeah, do you greet everybody as well?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Everybody knows you. Everybody knows you by name, so they're like, "Oh, hi, Shandoff."
I have a friend. We're going
this
to
is
Holvik.
Somebody new. Everybody's like, "Somebody new." Oh my gosh,
a new friend.
I'm a real boy.
You guys both kind of. It's a pretty casual walk for you. It's a really nice day, and honestly, Shandoff, you can't think of a day where the weather's been any different. It's always been just wonderfully sunny here. This is wonderful weather in this area. Before you two stands this magnificent tower with a sweeping staircase that zigzags twice up before it gets to the door. And these flights are each capped with gargoyles. And it's just very opulent. It's a very opulent wizard's tower. Okay. Wolfric.
Yes.
You've been wandering around and you have not seen one thing that is alive. You don't hear birds. You don't see dogs. You see nothing. It's like everything, like everybody or everything, like all the animals know that this place is dead. So the only thing that you see at this point is like the random weeds and moss that are kind of overtaking things. As you walk, you see this tower.
Have I seen any hint of Magwin at all?
Nothing.
Okay.
As you approach this tower, stairs are somewhat crumbled, and when you get to the door has been ripped off the hinges.
Oh, shit. Okay. I press on. I just keep going. I'm just honestly looking. Now that I see basically everywhere I go, there's just death. And obviously, someone or someone's... I don't know for sure, but something has come and killed all these people long ago, and no one knew about it, obviously. So I'm being cautious, but I have in my head, I'm thinking whatever killed these things is long gone. But obviously something's up because also Magwin's gone, so I'm just very cautiously gonna press forward.
Okay. So, as you walk through these doors that have been ripped open, you see that there is this massive library. And there's a lot of it still intact. This is probably the least weathered area of all of it, probably built purposefully to withstand the elements to keep the books well. So a lot of that's still intact. There's some shelves that have been knocked over, and you know, there's some like rotted wood here and there, but for the most part you could access these books. Okay. And beyond this area is another set of stairs that spirals up.
All right, I'm gonna head up the stairs. I have no need for books.
You see, and as you pass by, you do kind of glance, you know, at a curiosity as what a wizard would do maybe keep on the shelves.
I look in the S section for anything on Sarsa.
You actually do see a book on the history of Sarsa.
I grab that before I head up the stairs.
So you grab a book on the history of Sarsa and head up the stairs. Magwin. You and Shandolf are heading on up to this tower, and you walk in and see the most beautiful library you have ever seen. This library is capped in gold on each of the bookshelves, and you see that the books are all very well organized, and somebody who maintains this library takes great pride in it.
This is beautiful.
And I'm super familiar with this place, right?
This is the place, this is you that maintains this. Okay, you are like the librarian. And more or less, you maintaining this library is what has allowed you to learn the spells that you have to this point.
Ah-ha-ha. Yes, this is the most beautiful place in the whole world.
Oh.
There's...
Can't argue with you here.
I've learned so much about magic here. You could learn everything as long as you can read very fast, which I can very fast. And, but I'm still not as good as Holvik. We should go talk to him.
All right, let's go.
So you pass beyond the library and head up those same spiral stairs. These stairs obviously well intact and looking beautiful. As you head up to the top, there's a strong wooden door, and it has this beautiful like golden bird on it that is inlaid into the door. And you could tell, like, this is, like, the master's door. Like, this is the owner of the building's door. And you are almost intimidated by this. Like, this is, like, imagine, like, you're at fucking, like, you know, Hogwarts. This is, like, the fucking, you know, the headmaster's door, right? Like,
okay. I might be a little bit intimidated then.
Wolfric.
Yes.
As you get to the top of the stairs, this beautiful door is laying flat on the ground in front of you.
I'm going to stealth my way inside of this room.
Okay. Roll stealth.
Oh, fuck. A 12.
You are sneaking very capably into a room that is empty.
Oh.
So you sneak in here and realize there's nothing of threat. But there is something that you see that captures your attention.
Okay.
It's the face of Magwin.
What?
You see her in this orb being held by a skeleton.
What the fuck?
Its knees at the center of this room. You're not sure exactly why you see Magwin in this orb, but you definitely do.
So, really quick to clarify. Sorry. Let me clarify. The skeleton is holding Magwin or holding the orb that Magwin
is? It's holding the orb that you see. It's emitting light. That's the only light that's lighting this room. But you can see what's going on, like, parallel to you right now. It's happening, like, in this orb. So you see Magwin and you see...
So I see. I can tell that they're in the same room as me.
Gandalf. You see, yes, that they're standing in the same room.
Okay.
Gandalf, Magwin.
Yes.
You stand before the great wizard Holvik's door, master of time magic. You see that there is no handle. What do you do?
Hey, how do we get in?
I think he already knows we're here. Maybe we should just wait.
And you stand there.
I haven't had to come up here in a very long time.
So long that you don't remember the last time you've had to be up here, but you know you've had to be up here because you know Holvik, and you know that you are his apprentice. So...
Yeah, wait, I should know. Yeah, that's dumb. I should be able to know how to get in there. I mean, even if I saw it once.
But you are standing there, and before too long, the door does just swing open and admit both of you. So your instinct to wait was correct.
Aha.
And so as you walk in, something is amiss. This room is not like the rest.
Oh my god. Mike, that was a very good cat noise.
Uncanny.
Something is amiss.
Something is amiss, for sure. Goddamn it, cat. Don't fuck this up for us. Alright. I'm really good at Foley work, guys.
Apparently.
Hollywood, give me a call. Anyway.
Hello, my name is Glenn Hollywood. I heard you do cats.
I heard you're making cats too. Revenge of the Cats.
I don't know Idris Elba, but I know a guy who does an impression of him.
He doesn't have genitals either.
Exactly. Flat as a pancake down there.
In the Flat. Cats movie.
I got a vision about cats, all right? Let me just share it with you. Also, my love for Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
If we could have a Jesus cat.
Have I told you about his return?
El Gato Cristo. All right, enough cat jokes.
El Gato Cristo may fucking come back into this game now. That might be canon.
Kitty Christ.
All right. So, the door opens before you, but something is amiss. This room is not like the rest, and you feel a presence in this room, Gandalf. Like you feel like you are in this room already. And as you look forward, you see an orb that's held in the hand of a skeleton that you see a tall, muscular man, a barbarian of sorts. And Magwin, you recognize this as Wulfric, looking back at you through the orb. And what you both see standing behind the skeleton is a large metal figure, rusted with time, covered in cobwebs, wielding a large metal rod that he has thrust through the chest, or through the back, rather, out through the chest of this skeleton, holding it in place. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a lot to take in.
It's, yeah. And like I said, it's the only place in this tower that seems off like this, that's decayed and is broken, and you're not sure why. And Shandolf?
Do I know why?
You know, for some reason, that skeleton belongs to Holvik. You don't know the details, but you feel funny being in this room like this.
So it wasn't like this before.
You've never, now that you think about it, you maybe have never stepped in this room before this day.
Well, would the skeleton still have the clothes of Holvik? Would he be able to identify him at least like by his robes?
Yes. Yeah. So he's still wearing the robes and he's wearing a what seems to be some like silver circlet that still sits on his skull. And that metal figure behind him just calls to you. Wolfric.
Yes.
Sitting on the desk at the right of the door before you enter this room is a book. And on the front, it says, "My experiments."
Okay. I perused this book.
The book is open.
Is it in a language I know how to read?
Yeah, it's in common.
Okay.
And the book, when you open it, has a ribbon in it, and it opens up to what seems to be maybe the latest entry, the last entry. It speaks of time magic. And Holvik says in his writings that he wanted to protect his town. And in that pursuit, he was aiming to create a perfect image of the town trapped in an orb. And it would stay perfect in time inside of that orb until it needed to be reactivated. But he has yet to figure out how to even reactivate. Like he's done the first part and he's captured it, but he has not figured out how to open it.
Fuck.
And as you are reading this, you hear a sound, a screeching sound that you've never heard before. And as you walk to the nearest window and look outside, you see this massive beast flying around the town, circling, searching for something, someone.
It's circling?
It's a large beast with wings and three heads.
Can I see this too, or is this just in?
This is just in Wolfric's world, but we're gonna cut back to you really quick. Your mind is breaking, Shandolf. Parts are flooding back to you regarding you arriving in this town and remembering that this is not who you are. You aren't a human mage. You came to this town to kill Holvik.
Fuck.
And in that moment, when you remember that, you are flung what feels like through time and thrown it back into your form, into this metal body. And Magwin, you black out.
Once I see Wolfric?
Yes, once you see the orb, you see Wolfric, and your vision goes black. And when you wake up, you are now standing before him in the same perspective that you saw him in the orb. You were standing at that same distance and are now in the same reality once again.
Wolfric!
Yeah. Oh. Did I say that was easy? I didn't think saving you would be.
Saving me?
I'm pretty good. Look at that. Yeah, of course. I took you out of the orb, obviously. With my mind, probably.
Well, seems like it was a little bit better in there, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, do I still have my new friend? I'm looking around behind me.
You see nobody.
Magwin.
But what you...
Don't you...
Not this shit again.
Magwin, did you not read the letters? The son of Ross is gone. Our other friend is gone.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought someone else would have come out here with me.
Shandolf.
Yes.
Your body is awakening. You feel movement like you've never felt before. Like maybe what you thought was movement before was kind of a dream. Like that feeling that you get when you're like running in a dream and you wake up and you're like, fuck, that wasn't really running. That's what you are feeling. You know what movement feels like now, and you stand up for the first time. And you don't know how long.
So do I see this behind Magwin moving around now? Okay, I'm going to draw my sword, juke around Magwin, and drop kick it right in the chest.
So, yeah, you see this metal form that has this rod that had penetrated through the skeleton rise. And right behind Magwin and stand at full height. And Shandolf, before you have a chance to react, you are tumbling forward, having been kicked by that large muscular man that you saw in the orb. And Wolfric, you see that orb go flying through the air.
Oh, shit.
And in that orb, you still see the reflection of that town and in that light emitting. What do you do?
So he goes down, and this orb, does it follow him, or is it just moving around independently?
He crashes into that skeleton.
Oh, shit. I try and catch it.
Okay. Roll a dexterity check. And Magwin, at this point, you see the same thing. You see this all. You turn around. Fuck. As you see Wolfric.
Would this be acrobatics or athletics?
And I'm like between Wolfric and like this crash, right?
Yes. And so you also have the opportunity to catch this orb if you so choose.
Okay.
Thank God.
It would be athletics, Philip.
I rolled a four. I got an 11.
Oof.
I got an 11 as well.
With your combined rolls, you were able to fumble it out of your hands, Wolfric, and it slowly tumbles out of your hands, and Magwin is able to catch it with ease, pretty much ease after that, with it kind of just slipping out of your hands.
I just hot potatoed it to her way.
Kinda. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like you popped it up and it went really slow this time, and she was able to kind of. And so as you hold this orb, you feel yourself almost drawing back into it. Roll a wisdom check, Magwin. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not allowed in the good part of town, apparently.
Okay, now that's 19.
Yeah.
Okay, you are holding this orb, but you feel this magic compelling you to come back to this world. So you know, like, if you continue holding this, you will have to continue resisting that urge.
Do I set it down?
Do you want to set it down, or do you want to continue trying to resist the urge get sucked back into the...
Maybe, can I see it? Because if I didn't get sucked in there, maybe it won't affect me. Like, can I, like, Does she obviously affect? I can see that something happens when she grabs the orb, right? I mean, it's
yeah, like you, like at this point, like this thing is like a hot ass magic item, and so when you grab it, you can see the magic trying to suck her back in, and so this is like a really strong magic item. So yeah, you do you ask her for it?
No, I just grab. I just try and grab it out of her hands.
You just grab it out of her hand.
Like
okay,
once,
you let him
once
have
I
it?
See,
yeah,
that,
let him have
once
it.
I see the look in her face, like,
yeah, yeah, I, exactly. I just like you would, take you it. Would see that, like she's.
I don't mean
like
mine,
concerned.
Not like that, but
no, but I can imagine like you would see this like concern go across her face exactly as she's trying to fight this magic item.
I just want
to
try and quickly like put it in the bag that I'm carrying, like just like get it out of her hands into a bag and we can, because I still think there's a construct to fight.
So you grab it, it shove it in your bag really quick, and for some yeah it, whether or not you moved it really fast or you have something to do with it, you didn't feel like this compelling urge to enter this orb. So you two were standing there and this construct is on the ground. Shandolf, you are as far as you can remember now, still mostly just a wizard's apprentice. Like you don't, you're not like this fucking like hardcore fighter, so getting kicked to the ground was a new experience for you.
Nerd. What do you do? Bam.
Can I? I'm still on my side, right? So can I? I can see through it.
No, you are now in your robot form on the ruined side with Wolfric. So you guys are all on the right side now.
Gotcha.
You're in my world now.
Yeah, so you guys basically like you haven't been going in this room, but like coming in contact with your body kind of broke the spell.
I don't know. I don't know, man. What the fuck was that? You know, I mean, like I guess I could
right, kind of disoriented. So
like I guess I could.
When you look up, you do see a familiar face. You see your friend Magwin.
I think something's wrong with my memory. So, some weird things are happening, and I'm not sure what that was.
So, despite a slight like a distortion in his voice, you hear Shandolf's voice coming out of this mechanical frame.
Is that you, Shandolf?
Yes, of course it's me.
What?
You look different than from when I met you.
I look down at myself. Oh my. You're correct. I haven't always... That's what I mean. Something is wrong with my memory. I seemed different just a moment ago.
There's something wrong going on here.
Do you know this construct? I've never met one that talks and isn't trying to kill me.
Well, we met when I was in there, and he was my friend. So I think we're in need of a third again, aren't we?
I remember now. This is your friend.
Yeah. This is my friend I was trying to find. You found him.
So hold on.
That was very easy.
I understand he's a wizard, right? Okay, clarify something for me, Mr. DM. He's a wizard, yes. But is he not a robot with very like would I not put two and two together and be like, this is the thing that smashed in the brains of everyone in town?
You have a very strong impression this is the person that yes had come to town and killed everybody with that large metal rod and now is saying that he's confused and is saying he's a wizard.
So I walk up, so Wolfric walks up to Shandolf and goes, "What do you know about the people in the town?"
"They're all my friends."
"Well, then I'm sorry."
"You're sorry for what?"
"For the dead men and the dead women and, well, you get the rest. If they're your friends, then, as I said, I'm sorry."
And you look at the skeleton Shandolf on the ground and kind of put two and two together.
And the orb is like closed or gone or...
So right now, Wolfric has it in his pack. But yeah, you don't see it.
I guess I don't really have anything to say. I don't know what to think.
You don't know what killed your friends?
No. Wait, do I have any knowledge of this? I mean, do I understand that I came through to another side? Am I aware of that?
So, yeah, at this point, you are looking at, like, your body, and they're seeing that you're, like, not the same. And knowing what you know about magic, you know that something has happened, right?
I show Shandolf the book of experiments that Holvik was working on.
That's a good idea.
Yep. I grab that book and I show him like all the last entry that I read about, like, basically about him and the orb and everything.
And so with your knowledge of magic, you can look through this book and have a much better idea of what happened. With the knowledge that, like, you had come to this town to kill Holvik, you think that you might have possibly been the cause of death for the people in this town. These are just like the logical steps that you're kind of like putting together in your head. Like,
can I pull Magwin aside really quick out of earshot of this metal thing and kind of do all the robots act this way that you've encountered?
Never seen anything like this before in your life.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
What?
This isn't normal. What? Not even for right now.
What?
I mean, he's kind of like you.
Don't say that. What? There's no one like me.
You've never seen... You've heard of, like, golems.
I'm already being replaced.
Oh my goodness.
So you've heard of, like, magical golems in the past, but you've never seen like an autonomous construct before. So you have some recollection of that, but it's still very confusing to you. But while you guys are talking, you hear that screeching again over it, and the present moment comes back to you.
That's right. I apologize.
You remember that there is a danger lurking.
Do I know what that is?
So, yes, there's some sort of spooky monster outside the walls of the city.
None of you have seen anything like this before. This creature is not something that is normally existing in the normal world. But you see on top of it, as you all three kind of peer closer, it has now perched itself upon the temple's steeple, and on top of its back is a rider.
A rider?
Yes.
What the
And like
fuck?
Now that I'm on the other side of the orb, like I know, I understand, like I remember who I am, what I am. I remember this place.
You remember pieces of it, walking through this town and like getting rid of any threats on your way to your objective and working your way through this in a very methodical manner. And it kind of breaks your heart a little bit because these were all your friends that you remember.
Okay.
And right now, as far as you know, they're gone. At the top of this steeple, though, is this monster, this three-headed monster that has three different kinds of heads on it that seem to all be kind of disjointed and don't really make sense. And they're all fused to a larger predator's body. And wings are also attached to this body of what looks to be a lion. And in between those wings is this rider who, for some reason, possibly magic, you're able to hear clearly.
Come out, wherever you are, Magwin.
What?
I have your friend Jeff, and I'll take you to see him.
I don't believe them, so...
Are we still in the tower?
You are still in the tower, and you are looking through one of the like, wide windows, and you notice that even though the writer seems to be looking towards the tower, they don't dare attack a wizard's tower directly, even one that's in disarray. So they seem to be kind of in a standoff with you, but they also have an idea of where you are.
We cannot stay in this tower forever.
Roll knowledge history, Magwin.
Twenty-six.
Fuck yeah. So
I know my history, bitches.
You definitely do. So this person is kind of famous. One of the senior heralds of Adventure Incorporated.
Oh no.
Heinrich's boss, basically. One of his bosses.
Let me lose Heinrich. When did that happen?
Oh, we parted ways a while ago. I mean...
Okay, all right.
Do you know this person?
I've only heard of him. I think this is his boss. And if I remember correctly, he's not...
Well...
Maybe not a great guy.
I...
But is also very, very powerful.
Out of game, or I'll just do it. I guess I could just do it in character.
Well, the three of us and one of him. So, why don't you...
But...
He wants to talk to you.
There's also... Three of them on his beast, too.
Oh, that's... It's technically one beast, though, right? I mean, don't do the math like that. Do the math my way.
But it has...
Look.
But there's three mouths. Though, I mean, I feel like that's a valid comparison.
We'll catch them by surprise. You will go out since he's only asking for you. No offense.
Oh, okay.
You will draw him out, and then me and this construct... We'll attack him from the flank.
All right, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Shandolf.
I'm ready. I got him.
Okay.
Fireballs.
Nice to meet you all.
As you are making your plan, Magwin, you remember this person is named Tethro. He's a beastmaster, and he's known for crazy experiments and these exotic beasts that are only one of a kind.
That's pretty sexy.
He's like the Tiger King. So you were going to go out and try to speak to him? Is that the
I
plan?
Think that since he's asking for Magwin, that we should, like, she should wait till we're in position, and then we can, you know, give us some time to get into a position where we can be behind him and, like, surprise him.
We're Overwatch. Okay.
And then...
I'm going to take this opportunity to cast Hunter's Mark when I can see him clearly.
Okay.
So even though I'm, like, going on his bait, I'm going to cast that spell when I am in the clear.
Got it. And so, just as a reminder, because I know there's a lot going on, this person has Jeff somewhere.
Okay.
And you guys could get that information possibly out of him before attempting to murder him. Just an idea.
I'm not saying we're going to murder him, but I'd like to be in an advantageous position in case he does something nefarious to my friend.
I got
here.
You. Yeah. I got you. Okay. So,
so I'll wait to do this until we start fighting. So
okay.
I'll just chill.
So you walk out to the doorway of the Wizard's Tower, and this person hasn't laid eyes on you yet. He seems to be kind of like sweeping around the village, looking around, and you're able to cast your Hunter's Mark and mark him appropriately. So, Shandolf, being Holvik's longtime wizard's apprentice, you remember the ins and outs of this tower and know exactly where the back entrance is and know that it leads directly into the inside of the Temple of Kronos, the temple to the god of time that the monster is perched on.
Come hither, new friend.
You're learning. Good, good, good.
My, it's all coming back to me.
What's the quickest way to that temple?
Let's go down here and then make a fucking left.
You are able to lead Wolfric to this hatch that is in the library that you have only gone down a couple times in curiosity. But yeah, you're familiar with it.
All right,
come, let's go to the library.
All right, let's.
There's a hatch. It leads to the Temple of Kronos. That's what he's on top of. I've never been through the place, but I know that it's a hatch and it leads there.
All right.
He's obsessed with Kronos. Let's go now.
All right, we do that. We shuffle along. Do we have to, we don't have to sneak, right? We could just kind of make our way over there.
We're running.
No, you guys are running through there, no problem. Magwin, you wait the appropriate amount of time that Shandolf had you wait. You waited that 30 count, and you began your walk towards this temple. Do you say anything to Tethro?
You can hear me?
At this point, yeah, you could, like, yell up at him.
Okay. Tethro! I'm here! What do you have to say?
He spots you and smiles.
That was a lot easier than I expected. Well...
And he dismounts from this creature and eases his way down the roof and jumps down to the ground. And it's a pretty far jump, but he seems to do it remarkably well. Oh. And he looks at you.
I have your friend. All I want is the weapon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't lie to me. The barbarian. The thing that you thought out. I want it. We want it.
He's a person and can't just take him. It's not how this works.
Who told you how things work? I don't remember teaching you that in class. You don't know how things work around here. What you do know is you work for me. Where is he? This is your last chance.
Do I hear all of this?
You don't hear any of this. You are now, just as this conversation is reaching this point, pulling yourself out of the hole that leads into the like back area of the temple, kind of where like the priests would hang out, and you see a few robed figures, skeletons laying to and fro in this area. But directly ahead of this door is a door that you suppose leads outside.
All right.
In this building, though, are plenty of ladders and stairs that lead to the roof as well. That's something that you can see as you look around.
Okay.
So I'll let you go ahead and decide what your plan of attack is.
Well, I mean, if I haven't heard anything they're saying, then I don't know. I'm not going to just attack.
No, you are in a very thick-walled building. Like, this is like, imagine like you're like Italian cathedrals, right? Like, it's
right.
It's a pretty big building, but it also has like, you know, a double-layered area for like, you know, people to sit up top to while they're doing sermons.
Okay.
And so you see like stairs that lead up and things. So
I just want to get as close to an advantageous position as I can, to where if I see something I don't like, I can just attack.
Okay. So
I would think we wouldn't do shit until like we see her getting attacked.
So the best advantageous position that you would be able to get would be the second story. It's where the people would go to watch from up top, and there is a balcony that goes outside that overlooks the main street where you would be able to see Magwin walking down. So that would probably be where you would go.
All right, I ready my greatsword and just get ready to pounce down.
So then when you walk out there, you see Magwin having this conversation, and seeing him get like closer menacingly and threateningly, and saying that she works for him. Back to the conversation with Magwin.
You work for me. Where is the weapon?
Well, I guess I've been meaning to say, I quit.
He looks flabbergasted. You can't just quit.
I mean, like, says who?
I don't know the rules of that, so I guess I'll just have to kill you.
Makes a gesture at the beast up top, and it swoops down. You two, Wolfric and Shandolf, see this beast flying down and have an opportunity to attack it and possibly divert it.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
25 to hit.
Hell yeah. Let me grab the...
Can I be hitting things too?
Let me resolve this really quick.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna have you guys all roll initiative to put you in order.
18.
Alright. So,
and then I got a 25.
And you got a 25. Both of you hit. So this beast flies down from the roof almost at a vertical, and it spreads its wings and doesn't notice you, so it leaves its belly completely vulnerable for your strikes. What does that look like?
Okay.
It's basically gonna, so you're six. Basically gonna slap.
Minus one, five.
You're gonna slap this though. Nice. You slap this thing hard in the belly.
So yeah, you take that iron rod and two-handed swing it, and we're able to like connect right in the ribs with this iron rod. How much damage did you do?
Five.
Okay. And then Wolfric.
So I picked up the Sentinel feat, which allows me, if I hit something with an opportunity attack, I drop its speed to zero for that turn.
Holy shit.
Yes. All right. So I hit it. I do 11 points. So I'm like about to jump off of this balcony, Batman style, onto this man. And then I'm like forgetting that there's a beast above me. But then I have, as I hear the beast coming down, I change direction and just lunge at it with my great sword, and I do 11 damage, striking it in the belly, trying to like rip it down, as like using its momentum against it, trying to rip through its belly as much as I can in the small like one chance that I get to attack it. But then it drops its speed down to zero, so it that way it has to like stay up with us.
So you basically just stick your sword out, brace yourself against the balcony's ledge, and like hold it steady, letting the beast itself gore itself. So the momentum of the beast flying down slices it open fairly deeply, and also catches on one of its bones and stops it almost dead in its tracks, and it has to kind of bail out of its drop, like, you know, obviously quite prematurely, and it flies, well, because it's technically flying and it can't hover, so we'll say it like
crashes onto the balcony with us,
and like, yeah, we'll say it like crashes into the balcony and lands right in front of you, Magwin. As you're standing there, your stomach kind of drops to the floor as you see this beast come swooping down. And right at the last second, you see your friends. And you see this animal, along with Tethro. You guys both watch it crash into this balcony and disappear over the ledge. You two are now alone. He looks at you and he goes,
I was never one for a one-on-one fight.
And he drops a pellet to the ground and it makes a blinding flash. Roll a constitution save.
10.
Oh.
You are blinded.
Fuck.
And
I have special elf eyes.
Maybe that's why you're blinded worse.
Well, for right now, they're blinded special elf eyes.
Magwin, use your elf eyes. Anyways, so you are disoriented and dazed and feeling around for some kind of purchase to ground you in reality, and you hear the scamper of footsteps away, and you know that you're alone, and it doesn't take long for it to wear off, and in those few short moments you look around and this person's nowhere in sight. But you know your friends are in danger.
Okay. I load my crossbow and I run in after them.
You kick open the double doors that you see directly ahead of you and look up to the balcony, or towards where the balcony is, rather. And you see this large three-headed beast stalking across the top, with your friends nowhere in sight. You get a better look at it now. You see it has a feline body with a reptilian head, a goat head, what appears to be a lion's head with a mane, and a large tail that points off the end. This is a beast that you've never seen before. Some kind of weird combination of different animals, and it's mad.